Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy New Year, folks. Here we are again for another Sunday morning Tama Talk. I'm Prakru Bhairika, Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States. I'm going to interview Dr. Pratrajayan Wisit, the abbot of Wat Lung Poso Thamakayaram, in Domnon Sadawak district of Ratburi Province, Thailand. Dr. Pratrajayan Wisit is one of Thailand's most distinguished meditation masters and Buddhist scholars, dedicated to revitalizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on scripture study and meditation. He's led Wat Lung Poso to become a center of excellence in both and training over 20,000 participants annually in Tama, Pali, meditation, and related areas. Welcome, Dr. Pratrajayan Wisit. This is our seventh Sunday Tama Talk, and now we have a whole new year ahead. We were in the midst of reflecting on the three trainings, Atisilasika, training in higher morality, meaning sila or moral behavior, Atichitasika, training in higher mentality, meaning samadhi or concentration meditation, and Atibhanyasika, training in higher wisdom, meaning vipassana or insight meditation, to develop right wisdom. These three trainings summarize the Noble Eightfold Path. Today we will consider the second training, samadhi or concentration meditation. First, however, since this is a new year, please summarize briefly what we discussed last time regarding sila or moral behavior.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Sila or moral behavior constitutes the necessary foundation for progress in meditation. All religions teach us to avoid evil and do good. Lord Buddha added, "And purify your own mind." A pure mind sustains avoiding evil action and doing good. But, more importantly, purifying the mind is the pathway to higher levels of consciousness, transcendence, and enlightenment. Thus, it not only supports social harmony, but also leads to personal mental development. The crux of sila, or moral behavior, is following the five precepts. These are not commandments, but trainings based on Lord Buddha's enlightened insight into the natural law governing rebirth. They provide the key to avoiding rebirth in hell. The first is to avoid killing living beings, not just human beings, but all creatures. The second is to avoid stealing, cheating, and corruption. The third precept is to avoid sexual misconduct, such as adultery. Fourth is to avoid false, divisive, and indecent speech, including not only lying, but also backbiting, coarse language, and gossip. Finally, the fifth precept is to avoid intoxicants, including both alcohol and drugs. Lord Buddha developed great compassion for all human beings because he saw that the large majority will be reborn into the suffering worlds, such as animals, demons, hungry ghosts, or hell beings. The immediate cause of this is falling uncontrolled cravings or passions. The root cause is ignorance, for not knowing the past, not knowing the future, not knowing the cause and effect linking the past, the present, and the future, not knowing dependent origination, or the cause of the cause of the cause, and the root cause of suffering, and finally, not knowing the Four Noble Truths, in brief, not knowing what is right or wrong, not knowing the law of karma, and not knowing horrible future consequences of doing evil. There is no forgiveness, no way out. No one else can help. It is just a natural law. Do good, get good. Do evil, get evil. The only solution is good personal behavior and constant vigilance to avoid evil.
Now let us turn to samadhi. What is the purpose of samadhi meditation? What should we expect to achieve from it?
Samadhi is concentration meditation. It combines developed inner peace and concentration together. For most new meditators in today's hectic world, the immediate objective is to cope with stress and develop personal serenity. Samadhi provides this immediately, but Buddhist objectives is higher, raising consciousness to more refined planes through purifying the mind. Direct benefit that can be anticipated include improved mental and physical health and enhanced concentration. The meditator develops distancing from the passion, cravings, and delusional attachment, which spin us around in circles. The results in a more peacefully happy life and directly fosters harmony in the family, the society, and the world. Beyond these external consequences, samadhi meditation develops the mental tools for effective, objective observation of nature, for use in vipassana insight meditation. To develop right wisdom in vipassana, the meditator becomes able to penetrate the Four Noble Truths, to see clearly and compare objectively the compound impermanent, unsatisfactory suffering and hollow emptiness of the world with the non-compound, eternal, peacefully happy, and ultimately meaningful essence of Nibbana.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Now please tell us more about what samadhi is. What should we contemplate and what should we do?
Most broadly, samadhi or atichitsika is higher mental training. Lord Buddha listed 9 effective subjects for samadhi or concentration meditation. The first 4 are the key foundations of mindfulness: the body, the feelings, mind, and mental objects. We shall review each of these in detail. The next 3 are contemplation of old age, sickness, and death. 8 is meditation that we are all ultimately destined to be separated from what we love, even from our own self. Finally, the 9th theme is that we are all inevitably subject to reap the karma consequences of our own actions. This is a natural law of cause and effect. There are no way out. Only conscientious good behavior can save us. Samadhi covers 3 of the 8 factors of Noble Eightfold Path. Number 1, right effort, samma vayama. Number 2, right mindfulness, sammasati. And number 3, right concentration, samma samadhi. The first factor, right effort, is defined as for exertions. The first effort is to prevent the arising of new bad habits, that is, bad actions, speech, or thought. Examples of bad actions are intentionally killing living beings, stealing or cheating, sexual misconduct, wrong livelihood, addiction to intoxicants, gambling, and excessive hedonism. Examples of bad speech are lying, backbiting, coarse language, and gossiping. Examples of bad thoughts include evil intention, greed, lust, hot temper, hatred, and deluded thinking or holding erroneous beliefs. The second effort is the exertion to abandon bad habits, such as these, which have already arisen. The third effort is to develop new good habits, that is, good actions, speech, and thoughts. Good actions are opposites of bad actions. For example, treating other beings with sympathy and mercy, generous, benevolence, loyalty to one's spouse, right occupation, clear-headed concentration, and alert awareness of what is good and bad. The fourth effort is to maintain good habits, which have already arisen, such as those just mentioned. The second factor, right mindfulness, is defined as the four foundations of mindfulness: alert inner perception, anupassana, and contemplation of the body, feeling, mental states, and mental phenomena. The greater discourse on foundations of mindfulness, Mahasatipatthana Sutta, in the Tika Nikaya, is Lord Buddha's main sermon on meditation. It lists six methods of mindfulness of the body: mindfulness of breathing, posture, and actions, contemplation of body parts as repulsive and as just elements, water, earth, fire, or wind, and nine meditations on corpses, considering that this body too will become like that. The meditator continues contemplating the body in the body, both internal and externally, along with the arising and vanishing of phenomena in the body. He remains detached, being aware that there is body without any clinging. Similarly, the meditator perceives and contemplates the feeling in the feelings as pleasant, painful, or neutral without any clinging. Then, the meditator perceives and contemplates the mind in mind as lustful, hate, deluded, distracted, developed, unsurpassed, concentrated, liberated, or the opposites of these states without any clinging. Finally, the meditator perceives and contemplates the mental phenomena in the mental phenomena. Specifically, 1. The five hindrances, 2. The five aggregates, 3. The six sense organs and their sense objects, 4. The seven factors of enlightenment, and 5. The Four Noble Truths. Lord Buddha concludes the four foundations of mindfulness are the one way to the purification of beings, for overcoming sorrow and distress, and gaining the right path for the realization of Nibbana. Finally, mental training also covers right concentration, or Sammasamadhi. Samadhi is defined as developing the four rupajanas, or states of absorption, going deeper and deeper inside to purify the mind from the five hindrances which obscure clear-sightedness, to transform the normal human senses into the powerful instruments of observation, enable the necessary and sufficient, reliable and valid collection of the relevant data required for direct, lucid comprehension of the true nature and of reality. Prince Siddhartha intuitively meditated to the first jhana when he was only 7 years old. Later, when he recognized the futility of seeking enlightenment through self tortured. This memory led him on to correct path.
Now please tell us about the four jhanas, or states of absorption.
The normal human mind is blurred by five hindrances. The five hindrances are sleepiness or laziness, tinamitta, doubt, vichikicca, ill will, vyapada, restlessness or worry, uttaccha, kukuccha, and sensual desire, kamachanda. As the meditator approaches absorption, he or she perceives spontaneous nimitta, or signs of progress, which are the tool of jhana. First, meditator perceives parikam nimitta, or preliminary signs, signifying temporary or weak kanika samadhi. With practice, this develop into an intermediate sign, or ukkaha nimitta. When the sphere lasts for a short time, this signifies substantial or upachara samadhi, which is already getting close to stable samadhi. Finally, when the mind is permanently in the nimit, the meditator comes to perceive the patipaka or enduring nimitta, signifying permanent samadhi. At this stage, the meditator can control the nimit, moving it and changing its size. At this point, the mind develops the five jhana virtues, each of which purifies the mind of the corresponding hindrance. The jhana virtues are applied thought or attention, vitaka, which purifies drowsiness or laziness, sustained thought or contemplation, vichara, which purifies doubt, joy or rapture, piti, which purify hatred or ill will, peaceful happiness, sukha, which purify restlessness or worry, and one-pointed concentration, ekakata, which purifies sensual desire or enchantment. These five jhana virtues all develop together quickly by the first jhana level, apply thought, beings with the ukkaha nimitta, and the rest follow quickly with the patipaka nimitta. When concentration and absorption develop further to the point where the mind no longer pays attention to either apply or sustain thought, the meditator ascends into second jhana, where only joy, happiness, and one-pointed concentration remain active. Next, with further concentration and absorption, the mind no longer pays attention to joy. The meditator rises into the third jhana, with only happiness and one-pointed concentration. Thereafter, with further concentration and absorption, the mind no longer pays attention to happiness, and there remains only one-pointed concentration, which is joined by a new virtue, equanimity, neither happiness nor suffering. This is the fourth jhana.
How does the meditator then continue to realize the four foundations of mindfulness in Samatha Vipassana meditation?
Concentration of the mind at the first, second, the third, and the fourth levels of jhana causes development of a stable, concentrated mind, purified from all hindrances. This is the necessary and sufficient preparation for direct comprehension of the four foundations of mindfulness. The Pali wording for the four foundations of mindfulness is anupassana, of the body in the body, feelings in the feelings, mind in the mind, and dhamma in the dhamma. Anupassana means inner perception more than contemplation. In Samatha Vipassana meditation, this is carried out by actually seeing, knowing, and becoming successively more and more refined, purer and purer inner bodies, taking on their corresponding feelings, mental state, and dhamma. Dhamma is usually rendered as mental object or phenomena, as we have already noted. This refers to Lord Buddha's teachings, the five hindrances, five aggregates, six sense organs, and their sense objects, the seven factors of enlightenment, and the Four Noble Truths. As the meditator achieves the higher and higher levels of consciousness associated with purer and more refined inner bodies, he or she attains deeper and deeper understanding of these teachings. These more and more refined inner bodies are reborn or conceived spontaneously in natural accordance with dependent origination. As the meditator focuses the purified mind at the center of the cruder outer body, for example, in the first jhana, when one focuses attention at the center of the body, the mind and Dhamma in Dhamma become purer and purer, causing the refined human body to emerge. Ignorance is still present, but less active. The high virtues of dana, sacrifice, sila, morality, and bhavana, meditation, cause more refined and pure bodies to appear together with their more blissful feelings, sukha vedana, elevated mentality, and deeper comprehension of Dhamma. The meditator enters and becomes each body, in turn, using the higher capability of the new, elevated mind, to reach the next body. The bodies are just the visible, attainable base, supporting the higher virtue, the happier feelings, elevated mind, and deeper Dhamma. The meditator is drawn naturally to leave the crude body behind and become the more blissful, refined body with purer mind and more profound Dhamma. Having become the refined human body, meditation continues concentrated at the center of the refined human body until the meditator perfects the virtues of this new, refined body and mind. Then the center of the refined body expands itself, and the next purer body, the celestial body, emerges with its even higher mental state of celestial virtues. The meditator becomes the celestial body, causing his or her mental phenomena to become even purer. In the same way, purer and purer refined bodies continue to pop up, along with their more and more elevated feelings, purer and purer minds, and more and more profound Dhamma brought on by the higher and higher sila, samadhi, and panya of the successive body, which are all higher than human level. The meditator continues moving up step by step through all eight worldly bodies, human, refined human, celestial, refined celestial, Brahman, refined Brahman, formless Brahman, and the refined formless Brahman body, which is the most refined of all the worldly bodies. The meditators become each body and uses its purer virtue and higher mentality to meditate up to the next level. When the meditator stops perfectly still at the center of the refined formless Brahman body, the center expands itself, and he or she meditates the Dhammakaya. Dhamma means noble level virtue, and Gaya means body or base of the virtue. Lord Buddha said Dhammakaya itipi, which means Dhammakaya is me. The Dhammakaya body support the supramundane virtues of the noble disciples, which form the path from the worldly level to Nibbana. The body is what we can see, know, and become. Its Dhammakaya is a radiant crystal clear Buddha statue sitting cross-legged in meditation position inside a crystal sphere. The statue is roughly the same height, sitting down and width across the lap. There is a total of 10 basic Dhammakayas in pairs of crude and refined bodies corresponding to the path and the fruit. The first pair are the crude and refined Kotrapu Dhammakayas, which are roughly 9 meters in diameter. These are called Noble State Wisdom. They are not yet at the normal level, so long as meditator cannot cut at least the first 3 of the 10 fetters. He will still just stay in the Kotrapu mentality, not yet to noble level. Beyond Kotrapu, now one meditates to the level of the 9 noble virtues cited by Lord Buddha as 4 paths, plus 4 fruits, and plus 1 nirvana. The Dhammakayas are Sotavan, or stream enterer, refined Sotavan, Sakatthakami, or once returner, refined Sakatthakami, Anakami or non-returner, refined Anakami, Arahant or Dhammakaya saint, refined Arahant, which is 40 meters in high and wide. Finally, following this path, one can meditate to experience Nibbana temporarily.
How does this Samatha meditation practice prepare the meditator for Vipassana insight meditation?
At the Noble Disciple level, Samatha and Vipassana meditation already begin to merge. The meditator developed supernormal tools for effective and efficient Vipassana meditation. This power, or apinya, such as the angel eye and angel ear, enable one to perceive the most refined beings and phenomena of the universe, which are transparent to the human eye and beyond the range of the human ear. One also develops mental microscope and the mental telescope, which enable seeing the whole universe and beyond to Nibbana. These are the tools which facilitate Samatha Vipassana meditation and enable one to follow Lord Buddha's development of the 3 vichar he attained on Enlightenment Night. In conclusion, this time, we have explained Samatha meditation in detail. Next time, we will try a little practice. You will see that the practice is easier than explanation. Now, I would like to wish all our listeners a very happy New Year. May Lord Buddha bless you all to enjoy a fruitful, pleasurable, and profitable year with peace and joy throughout.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratt Rajan Wisit.
Sunday, Dhamma Talk.